This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, July 16th. God's word to you today is fuel and sacrifice. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 18, verses 33 to 35, and it says, "Then he said, 'Fill four large jars with water, and pour the water over the offering and the wood. Do the same again. Now do it a third time.' So they did as he said, and the water ran around the altar and even filled the trench." God never determines what he will do by the scarcity of resources. God determines what he will do, and he does it in spite of the scarcity. When Elijah kept requesting for more and more water, I can imagine what Ahab was saying. "Man of God, you're wasting water. I had to look for grass today, not even water. Now you're wasting water." If they could find water, they would not be looking for grass. God is saying, if you want to see the miraculous, if you want to attract fire, you have to give it your all. Like my grandmother would say, if you want to eat the honey inside the rock, you will not mind the face of the axe. You will strike and keep striking. The next component that Elijah used to build the altar was wood. 1 Kings 18 verse 33 says, "He piled wood on the altar." The wood represents fuel. It represents the word. On the natural, wood is what fuels the fire. So they set fire to the wood, and it fills the fire. There will be fire as long as there is wood. Similarly, the fire you have spiritually is directly proportional to the word level on the inside of you. Once your word level goes down, your fire goes down. What keeps the spiritual fire burning is the word level. The next component that was used to build the altar was the bowl. 1 Kings 18 verse 33 says, "He piled wood on the altar, cut the bowl into pieces, and laid the pieces on the wood." The bowl represents the burnt offering, the sacrifice. Every time you want to attract fire from heaven, you need to have something on the altar. There has to be a sacrifice on the altar to attract heaven's attention. Isaac said to Abraham, "Dad, I can see the wood and the fire, but where is the sacrifice?" This is Genesis 22 verse 7 paraphrased. Isaac did not know that he was the sacrifice. What Isaac was saying, in other words, was, "Dad, you taught us that to attract fire, we need a sacrifice on the altar. So where is the sacrifice, Father?" The question to you and I is, what sacrifice are you placing on the altar? The sacrifice you put on the altar years ago attracted fire years ago. Attracting fresh fire calls for a fresh sacrifice on the altar. 1 Kings 18 verse 33 says, "He piled wood on the altar, cut the bowl into pieces, and laid the pieces on the wood." In other words, the sacrifice became recognizable. My grandmother would say, when you give someone a goat, let go of the rope. Some people give the goat away, but they hold on to the rope. When you give God a sacrifice, he can do whatever pleases him with it. God can choose to cut the bull, place it on the altar anyhow he wants to cut it. Let it go. Let us pray. Lord, the cattle on 1,000 hills are yours. May it please you to accept me and accept my sacrifices in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.